He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. I'm Nick Scherfield. Thanks for tuning in to Podcast Central. We're coming to you straight from Alliance Stadium. It's Friday, January 9th. Big news today for Texans wide receiver Andre Johnson. He was named the AP All-Pro First Team after leading the NFL with 115 catches for 1,575 yards. Johnson received 45 out of a possible 50 votes from the AP media panel on his way to his first All-Pro selection.
It's always a tremendous honor, you know, to be mentioned, you know, as one of the top guys in the league. You know, it's, you know, like I always say, you know, when you go out and you play and perform well, you know, good things happen. And, you know, this is another good thing that's happened for me. I think, you know, because, you know, normally, you know, with everything else, you have alternates and things like that. You know, when you're all pro, you know, they only pick 11 guys on offense and 11 guys on defense. So, you know, just to be among those 11 guys, and, you know, they picked two receivers, so to be among those two receivers, you know, listed as the, you know, top in the league, you know, it's, you know, it's great. I didn't know that, but, you know, that's, I'm surprised, but, you know, at the same time, you know, I just go out and play football, and, you know, I feel like if I go out and perform well on the field, everything else will take care of itself. You know, I've just been given, you know, the opportunities. I've led the league in, you know, receptions before, but this year I was able to go out and lead the league in yards and receptions. So, you know, that's the biggest thing is, you know, we, you know, just looked at things in our game that we can add as a receiver core. And, you know, the big thing we was talking about was just adding, you know, running out to the catch. And, you know, that's the thing I've tried to add to my game this year, and I think it paid off a lot for me. Well, it helps out a whole lot. You know, every pass doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, a deep ball down the field. I think, you know, just getting the ball, you know, and the receiver's hands, you know, letting them create for itself at times, that's, you know, a good thing also. So, you know, that's what, you know, Coach Kubiak and Kyle, they did a great job of doing that this year, and, you know, hopefully that's something, you know, that we can keep doing. Yeah, they do. You know, no one really pays attention to the Texans, so, you know, that does make it a little bit tougher, but, you know, at the same time, you know, like I said, if you go out and perform well, you know, good things happen. And, you know, you have some guys that go out and, you know, market themselves, you know, and they do a real good job of doing that. But, you know, other than that, I mean, you know, I'm not that guy. You know, I'm not going to, you know, go out and, you know, say crazy things. I'm just going to go out and play football. Yeah, I do. You know, to be honest, I don't know, you know, what it is, but, you know, I do feel like I'm the best receiver in the NFL. So, I mean, you know, like I said before, everyone has their own opinions. You know, I have a right to my opinion. So, you know, I also think there are a lot of great other wide receivers out there. And, you know, I'm big fans of those guys, and, you know, I love to watch those guys play. And, you know, I'm pretty sure they would tell you the same thing, that, you know, they feel they're the best receiver in the NFL, and they love watching other guys play. So, you know, like I said, you know, I really don't, you know, really try to get caught up into that. You know, I just try to go out there and, you know, let my play do the talking. You know, of course you always want to be all pro. I mean, who doesn't want to, you know, make the all pro team? You know, to be honest, you know, most people really don't think about that. But, you know, most people think about the Pro Bowls and things like that. And, you know, after I made, you know, the Pro Bowl one time, you know, the next thing I said I wanted to do was make the All-Pro team. And, you know, I've finally done that. So, you know, hopefully, you know, I can, you know, keep making Pro Bowls and keep making the All-Pro team. I really don't. You know, I think this year was the year I really went out and put up the big numbers. You know, I think in the previous years, you know, Coach Kubiak's first year here, you know, I led the league in reception. So, You know, but my my yards per catch wasn't, I didn't really have a good average. But, the other years, before Coach Kubiak got here, I don't really think I was given the opportunities that I'm given now. And I think, when Coach Kubiak got here, he told me he was going to give me some opportunities. And, they've been doing that. And, I've been able to go out and show people what I can do. I mean, I always say, I want to perform better than I did the year before. And that's my goal, to go out and try to have better numbers than I did this year. As far as me setting a personal goal, I really don't set any personal goals anymore. My biggest thing is just, getting this organization to the playoffs. And, that's going to always be my goal, until it happens. I mean, basically, much of it. I mean, a lot of it. I remember the first day I met him. He came up to me and told me, how does it sound to catch 100 balls? I mean, I never thought in, a million years I'd get 100 balls after going through what I went through before he got here. The most catches I've had, before he got here, I think was 79. So, when he told me that, I was just like, I believed him, but at the same time, in the back of my mind, I thought like, yeah, okay, maybe he's just talking. But, it happened. And, the next year I was injured, and it started off great, but I got injured. And then, this year I was able to come back and, stay healthy for the most part of the season. And, I was given the opportunity, and I went out and showed what I can do with those opportunities.
Fans, check back with HoustonTexans.com for our 2008 Rewind series as we continue to review the Texans season position by position. As always, thanks for listening. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and scream.